This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. New York City has had a ban on cell phones at school, the idea being that personal devices that are not for the classroom can be a distraction in the classroom. When it went into effect in 2005, a bunch of shops and trucks around the city started offering to store kids' phones for them while they were in school. We talked to students Bo Tyler and Randy Campbell about a year ago. They said business was booming.
They make a lot of money, especially because there's like a couple thousand kids in this school.
They have these trucks all around New York. So they got more than 1,000 students going to this truck, and they make mad money.
Mad money might soon be closer to no money, because this week, New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that the ban would be lifted sometime this spring. Reporter Dan Bobkoff looks at how the end of the ban might impact the burgeoning cell phone storage business.
When John de la Puente heard the news,
I was devastated. This is how I make my living.
Oh, 8:32.
Each day, De La Puente sits in a white van outside of Brooklyn High School, storing cell phones for dozens of students, each for $1 a day. He calls it Safe and Secure Solutions.
That's Solutions with a C, so C-E-L-L.
The ban's been good business. So good, he now has a lot of competition from nearby corner stores, even a beauty salon. Other phone storage van companies serve students elsewhere in New York. Critics said they're profiting off lower-income kids. The city says storage costs a family about $180 a year.
It always bothered me that people were making money off this issue.
Attorney Norman Siegel led a fight against the cell phone ban. But De La Puente says he's part of these kids' lives.
I play doctor. I play therapist. I'm like an extended teacher to them.
He'll shut down the business in March, but he hopes to be back.
Yeah, I have some ideas.
In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.